Hello guys, welcome back to a new season, season 5 of the Gloves On podcast. We are ready and we are gonna post a lot of quality content for you guys. We know it's been a while. We haven't posted anything since June, where we had our two summer specials with Henrik Jarsbæk in aka HH Mentality. Go check those episodes out. Otherwise, we are ready for a new season where we're gonna have guests like David Rouse, Michael Quinn. We're gonna have Mads Hermansson from Leicester. We're gonna have Kevin Stuelegaard, who's a Danish keeper who had a great season. We're gonna have Oliver Christensen from Fiorentina, and hopefully many more exciting keepers. And if you have any suggestions for us who should be on the podcast, please do DM us on Instagram, either our personal ones, our goalkeeper ones, or Gloves On Podcast, which is our main Instagram for this channel. But we are back, and we want to give you guys a little update on why we have been so slow coming back to doing this. It's because we've been busy. Marcus has just finished his last season in college, and I have been busy with my normal day job and, life in general, like having summer and dealing with life after studying a master's. So, Marcus, tell us what you have been doing in the last bit.
Yeah, spot on, Alex. And as you said, it's been a while. But all that matters is that we're back now, and we're gonna provide a lot of quality content, and we're gonna do that on a regular basis. We're back providing an episode once a week, like we did back in the days. And it's all that matters. It's amazing to be back. We've already prepared a few guests, as you said as well. And I'm super excited. It's been a long journey since our first season back in COVID times. So again, we've grown a lot, and here we are. So I've been up to, obviously, a long summer, been back home in Denmark with the family and enjoying their company. And then, as you mentioned, just back in Tampa now, Tampa, Florida, and just finished this past week my last season in college. Didn't go as planned as a team. Individually, it was all right, not the greatest, obviously, because all that matters is how the team doesn't overall. So it could have been better, but we all know the football journey, and especially the goalkeeper journey, that it comes with a lot of ups and downs, and that's why we love the sport so much. And still in school, working on my undergrad, and gonna graduate in May. So being done with college soccer obviously opens up a lot of doors, and also gives time on my hand to get back to this passion, which is obviously talking with a lot of knowledgeable people out there about the position we love, which is obviously goalkeeping. So all that matters is, Alex, that we are back, and I'm super excited to see what this podcast have in store.
Yeah, me too. And I'm little bit curious about what your next move is, if you know, because now you just finished footy, and of course you're going to finish school, and then what is up for Marcus? What are your plans? And if there's anybody out there who has suggestions, of course it's good, but Marcus, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm curious myself too. I haven't figured that out yet. Obviously football is still a big passion of mine. Obviously the pro game is a tough industry to get into, especially coming out of college. You tried that yourself back a few years ago, Alex, and you know it wasn't easy. And I'm not going to lie, I think like any other footballer, I still have that childhood dream of going somewhere with it, whether it's in the pro, semi-pro, or just finding a club where I enjoy playing with some buddies back home, or in a club in this area, because I still want to play the sport that I love. We can talk as much as we want about it, but where we really love the sport is when we go out and either play or practice or coach, you know. So there is nothing said yet, and that's what's kind of exciting as well, you know, that I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but trust me, I'm working on it. So let's bring it back to you, Alex. Can you provide the listeners with a little bit about what you've been up to? I know you're very busy with a lot of different stuff, so give them some insight.
Yeah, I'm busy with a lot of stuff. So last year I took my master's in Rome, and studied at Rome City Institute while playing football for the institution, the university teams. I don't know if I've said that, but they was also supposed to send us out on trials with club. And I went out to a trial with a club in Eccellenza, and I came to Rome because of football and, of course, studying masters. But this club in Eccellenza was really good. I was up against some tough guys, but I think I could have gotten the first position and score maybe a little contract or a little bit of side money, whatever. But it took me 1.5 hours to get there. So front and back plus training for 2 hours plus shower, suddenly that's 5.5 hours out of a day where I had training in the morning, and then I had masters, and then I basically was working full-time for NSSA, which is Nordic Sports Scholarship Association, where I help sending athletes to USA on scholarship. So I decided to quit that team, to not go further, hoping that they could maybe find me a team in the near area. But the only teams that were available to me was teams that played on basically concrete. And I've torn up my body a lot with goalkeeping for many years now. So going to play on basically concrete, which is just, I mean, it's a grass field, but it's very hot in Rome until, yeah, now it's still like 18 degrees. So it's still not the perfect fields. And I just decided, like, no, okay, I'm just going to play for the university team, which last year was okay. The coaches were good. The players I'm not going to talk about. And I just decided to basically quit. And then we had an interesting psychology class where I went into and talked a lot with her, both privately, but also like in class. We learned that what happens, luckily, I can say that I've been injured, because then you figure out what is your athletic identity. What is your identity? And then your athletic identity. And do you have other identities? So I could say, luckily, I was building other identities. But let's say that I only had football, and then suddenly you're not a football player anymore. Then you feel like, who am I? And that's what I think some people in college, being a senior, if they don't make it afterwards, they might have troubles. Luckily, Marcus, I know you've been a kind of entrepreneurship mindset. I know you've been doing it for a while. That's also why we did this. It's new. It's different. It's something outside of our basic only being a football player. Does it make sense?
100%. I mean, sure. It's you got to set yourself up, you know, and as it's been talked a lot about, there is a life after football as well. Mm-hmm. And as you told me a few months back there, as you just said as well, there is an identity you have outside the sport. You know, we identify as footballers and as goalkeepers all the time, but again, that's only a part of our life, you know, and you gotta realize that it's not all about that. And yeah, you can work within football for the rest of your life, but you can't play football for the rest of your life. So it's as soon as you realize that you can start accepting that, you know, so that's exactly important.
Exactly. And it's really not that many people there's a lot of goalkeepers out there. There's very few goalkeepers who can live off their football for the rest of their life. So I realized this, and that's also why I've been working for the past many years in different fields and trying to do this, because I realized that, yeah, I might go pro, and yeah, I got like a contract for 6 months at a club in Norway, but that contract covered housing, and then it was €1,000 outside of this. So I had €1,000. I can't save money up for life for €1,000 a month, right? So back then I was already working with NSSA, sending players to America, but I just now been wanting to do more. And now that I've kind of quit, I've gone more into coaching. I've always been a coach since I was basically 14 or 15. We had Mass Hamilton on this podcast. I think I was 15 or 16 when he was 12, where I trained him. And then 2 years later, he was training with me because he was that good. And you can also see, shout out to him, he has the highest save percentage in the championship right now. So he's doing great. That's a side note. He's going to come back in the season later. But yeah, so basically just having an identity outside football and figuring out what to do. Right now, I coach twice a week at the institution in Rome. I'm still in Rome, by the way. I graduated in May, had summer in Denmark where I did some private coaching. And then I decided in September to move back to Rome to go full time with NSSA, Nordic Sports Scholarship, where I'm very busy. Then now we're picking back up the Gloves On podcast, but I also started some other podcast with HH Mentality, Henrik Jarsbæk, who was our summer special. And as I say, we also do a podcast. And then, of course, I have the meetings. And then I have twice a week with, now actually the goalkeeper coach who is there once or twice a week is Cristiano Viotti. He is with the first team in Lazio. So I stand in his shadow and assist him. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. So that's going to be exciting and a great guy to learn from and see how he builds up his practices and how he sometimes he comes and he also, hey, look at this save from yesterday that Provodel made in training. It's really cool. And I'm transitioning more into coaching, though I'm still contemplating to go back to playing, of course. Maybe not a crazy contract, maybe no contract at all, maybe Danmark Serie niveau. I played some Serie 2 over break, but it's when you're used to better things, it's hard going back to worse things. And it's not to sound arrogant at all, but yeah, it's sometimes I would consider it a bit more waste of time. But yeah, that's what's happening now. I know that was a very long speech, but that's at least what I'm doing now and have been going through the last year.
Yeah, and as we talk about over and over again, it always comes from the passion we have, not only for football, but more importantly for this position, goalkeeping. And as I've mentioned over and over again on the podcast, that's why we started back in COVID times. Yeah. That's why we started doing this podcast, and that's why we've been keeping on doing it. We had a little break, and there is a reason why we're getting back into it, because we are very passionate about it and we enjoy doing it. So why not keep doing it? And here we are back with a new season. And again, we're super, super excited to share a lot of not only great guests with you guys, but a lot of great content and a lot of ideas, notes you can take, a lot of ideas you can learn from. So super excited to get going.
Yeah, and I think we might try one time to, let's say, after the Champions League final or a crazy playoff game, that we do an extra special and just call it Champions League final performance of, for example, we could go Onana Ederson from last year, because that was really good. That was the two best goalkeepers with their feet. I know Onana is shit right now. Oh, sorry, not shit, but not doing well. But last year for Inter, he was amazing. And Ederson, of course, is the same. He's also the first keeper for Brazil now, which is, I find, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Guys. Stay tuned. After this episode, we post our first guest, David Rouse, and that was a really good episode that you can listen to right after this. And yeah, if you have any guests that you want us to get on, or someone you know that you want to get on, that could be if somebody knows Thibaut Courtois, Magathas Stegen, Jan Sommer, we've been wanting to get on for a while. Want to get Fabian Orte in, because he's a very in form goalkeeper coach, if you could say it that way. Marcus, do you have any last words for this welcome back podcast episode?
No, I mean, as you just highlighted, I mean, we're obviously doing this podcast because we enjoy it, but more importantly, because we want to share a lot of knowledge with the listeners out there. So as Alex said, if you have a specific goalkeeper coach, or maybe even a psychologist that you guys want to hear some more about, feel free to reach out. We have already done episodes upon request, so why not keep that going? So don't hesitate, and if you have feedback, if you have comments, this and that, I mean, we'll take it with open hands. So one community, the Gloves On community.
Leave a review as well, so more people can learn from this podcast. The more you review, the more you share with your friends and whatever, the more people, goalkeepers, can learn from this. And we're also talking, like, we said this before, some of our best episodes have actually been with female goalkeepers, because they go through something different. And you can go back and find those episodes. So guys, we will see you soon. And to you guys still listening out there, please go follow Gloves On Podcast on your favorite social media, leave a review, and share this with one other goalkeeper for them to keep improving. Catch you on the next episode of Gloves On Podcast.